It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. As seen recently on Stephen Colbert, veteran actor and comedian Bill Murray collaborated with cellist Jan Vogler, violinist Mira Wang, and pianist Vanessa Perez in a mashup of legendary American authors and some of the great songwriters and composers of classical music. The album's most familiar piece of spoken word for most will probably be the excerpt from Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, read to the sounds of Moon River. But there's also the middle blues movement of Ravel's violin sonata paired with Murray's reading of If Grant Had Been Drunk at Appomattox by James Thurber. A passage from James Fenimore Cooper's The Deerslayer is scored with a Schubert sonata. Jan Vogler gives a masterful reading of Bach's prelude from his cello suite number 1, alongside Murray's recitation of a poem from Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. The recording is called New Worlds, Bill Murray, Jan Vogler, and Friends, and it's available now in several different formats. You say you're in the market for a custom-made concert grand, but you just can't find one that's big enough? Well, then, here is a piano you might want to take a look at. It's in New Zealand. Adrian Mann began building his 20-foot-long piano in a barn in Timaru on the east coast of the South Island. He says he started the project as an obsessive high school student, and he's been working on improving it ever since. Mann's now 28 and working full-time as a piano builder. Mann's piano, called the Alexander, sounds very different from normal pianos, with a deeper bass and more depth resulting from its extraordinary length. It also weighs more than a ton. It was a gigantic experiment. If you think of a typical concert piano, of course they sound amazing, but with this piano, there's an extra level of depth and resonance because the piano wires are more than 20 feet long, said Mann. You've got a huge soundboard, it moves a massive amount of air, and you've got that extra bit of grunt behind it. The keys are almost 3 feet long. There were huge engineering challenges to overcome. When it was first built, the sound was quite raw, but it's now much more refined. Check out the Alexander Piano's sound on the Alexander Piano channel on YouTube. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I am Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music, 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University. KBAQ is supported by Mayo Clinic, where medical experts work together across specialties to improve diagnosis and treatment for patients with the most complex conditions. More at mayoclinic.org.